expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Summer Minds.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay. Righty. It's more like, who let the zombies out?
Yeah, I was feeling that this morning, too, unfortunately. Yeah.
Just wondering if they make those pants for men. just saying. Again, it's Sunday, July 9th.
Well, that depends on what
maybe
you mean.
Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's a penis.
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa.
Holy moly.
Hey, it's 2023.
Yeah, it is. Last time I checked. We're halfway through it, or at least a little over halfway, and it's July 9th, 2023. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host, and we're here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting of all this industry. And I'm moving along with the WBA, and stay with WBA, and yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure why we did that, but good morning, everybody.
That's all, folks. Just saying.
Okay.
Yours is too hard to say. I can say. It's like yours is so tongue-tied that I can't even go through it and get it all. That's the problem.
Well, that's there the problem. You go. So.
Yeah, that sounds like a turkey. or an Arab out on the desert.
I was just going to say.
Now that's
the war cry.
I kill you.
Okay, so, and the kid who wraps around the clock, faster than speeding internet, connection more powerful than high speed download, 10th degree black belt around, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning, Sovereign Minds, you beautiful people.
See, that just rolls right off your tongue for some reason. Don't ask me why. Or maybe I'm warmed up after the first round of the bidi bidi. We got Liam.
Whatever.
We got Liam in the booth.
Do we? I can't see who's in the booth. Well, I know he was here earlier.
We got Liam behind the reflection
in the big glass. my glass box.
You can't see crap.
The glass box. Be careful what you do in the glass box.
Well, he has a glass box, and Hunter's got a glass pipe.
And the White House is now actually having a White House.
I wonder where that came from.
A glass box?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe a head shop or something.
It's
getting pretty weird there.
Somebody misinterpreted the White House and accidentally brought party favors.
No. It didn't happen.
We do have a quick news flash here. Are we plugged in over there, Liam?
Always.
Ah, very good. Okay, we got a quick news flash on this. Here we go. And
I left something at the White House.
Here we go.
I think Hunter will find it for me. He's got a knack for these things. Good evening and happy fear-mongering to you. Tonight's top stories. A court rules that the Biden administration violating the First Amendment is a violation of the First Amendment? Apparently. And the Supreme Court is discriminating against affirmative action. America's favorite ice cream, Beta Ben and Jerry's Bud Lights themselves while only insulting everyone in America. And Facebook launches its next product that no one will be interested in. It's called Threads. All this and more. But first, cocaine has been found at the White House. Officials found a bag of cocaine in the West Wing of the White House on Sunday. And nobody knows whose it is. And rumor has it that world-renowned connoisseur of crack cocaine, Hunter Biden, was just in the West Wing on Friday. So we repeat, nobody knows whose it is. There is speculation that if Hunter hadn't been grazing in the area, a much larger quantity likely would have been found. But cocaine at the White House? It is almost incomprehensible to consider that people who run the country as if they're high on drugs all the time might be getting high on drugs. We'll keep you posted on the latest developments of the authorities' search to make sure that the culprit is never found. Can you book me a trip back to the White House? And what did President Trump have to say about the definitely not Biden's blow being found? In a post on his Truth Social network, number 45 said, "Does anybody really believe that the cocaine found in the West Wing of the White House, very close to the Oval Office, is for the use of anyone other than Hunter and Joe Biden? But watch, the fake news media will soon start saying that the amount found was very small and it wasn't really cocaine, but rather ground up aspirin, and the story will vanish." Has deranged Jack Smith, the crazy Trump-hating special prosecutor, been seen in the area of cocaine? He looks like a crackhead to me. Once again, President Trump is spouting off lies. And in other news, we've received reports that the amount of cocaine found was very small and likely wasn't really cocaine, but rather ground-up aspirin. Case closed. And the parent company of Facebook, Meta, has just launched Threads, a platform meant to compete with Twitter. The main selling point of Threads is that it offers you a new place to be censored on. Check it out. And in rather disappointing news on censorship, a court has ruled that the Biden administration can't collude with social media companies on censorship. The court erroneously believes that the Biden administration attempting to abolish free speech is a violation of one's right to free speech. In the case, federal judge Terry Doty issued the ruling while also stating, "During the COVID-19 pandemic, a period perhaps best characterized by widespread doubt and uncertainty, the United States government seems to have assumed a role similar to an Orwellian Ministry of Truth."
I think I'll stop it right there. You guys can watch the rest of that. That's JP, obviously. A couple of comments here. Elon Musk tweeted, I thought it was a great tweet, was, "Any guesses on the cocaine? Any guesses?" It's like,
so, no, none at all.
There's no suspects in the general vicinity.
Not in the White House. But, there wouldn't be. No,
nobody. Who would do that?
Yeah.
So
what it is we finally understand why Camilla laughs the way she do.
Well, there's not too many people that we could probably go look at, you know, without like stopping maybe at, I don't know, one of the Bidens and Kamala. I mean, so I'm sure all the staff is walking around high on cocaine, right?
No, they wouldn't be.
And the story's changed. First it was where all the people were coming in, and then it was in the library with the
library
candle,
is the first
stick.
One, yeah.
So first it was West Wing, and then it ended up going to the library, and then it was a more secure location. And what's interesting is even in the original area, Dan Bongino ended up writing out that the only people that have the ability to bypass the security that's there is
Secret
members of the first family.
Secret Service.
No,
and the
really?
Yeah, and
nobody noticed it when they went through there, that they pulled it out of their pocket and stuck it on the in the little tray
or dropped it. And who do we know that has a history of forgetting laptops and forgetting that they're on being recorded on phones?
Then we got the big guy that can't remember how to get off stage. So I mean,
did you see the video too? That you've got Hunter Biden right behind Jill, and it looks like he takes a bump.
I did see that. Yeah.
How about the nervousness, the slicking back of the hair, the wide eyed look, you know, grinding of teeth? No.
It looks like the guy off of Frankenstein. He's back there, you know.
Igor.
Yeah.
Igor. Yeah. He moves his hump from one side to the other.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I saw another thing that was pretty interesting. by not telling us who it is, are they actually telling us who it is?
Well, because it is that spokespersson. Do you see that mean, the spokesperson for the White House?
Think about this.
She's got powder all over her face, you know.
We're not going to discuss an ongoing investigation.
We know nothing.
So let me think. Let me ask you this. If it was a low-level staffer or somebody, do you think that they'd throw them to the lions and the wolves as quickly as they possibly could? If they have evidence that it was somebody, a tourist or a visitor or somebody coming into the White House, and they had them on camera, anything that would show that it was theirs, do you think that they would throw them to the wolves?
Well, that's the next thing. You mean that's not on camera? Who put it there? No. I mean, hello, the camera's everywhere.
That was the thing I was just going to say. This White House believes that we should not have cameras or video or audio recording devices, just like they did in Epstein's prison. It's obvious. I mean, there's no need for any of those items ever.
Especially when we
have a blackout during that period?
Especially when you commit suicide. You don't want to be watching.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Now, that does bring up the... Even though
Bruno, your cellmate, looks like he just got through pressing 1,000 pounds off, you know, they just put him in there on accident and... Yeah, he was kind of ex-cop that was known for killing drug dealers.
Nah.
Yeah.
I guess we have a caller.
Oh, we do. I can't.
It says Gene.
Oh, Gene. Sorry, I can't see on the reflection. Good morning, Gene.
Reminds me of the song, "The Prime of Gene Brody."
Good morning. I just was wondering, with the library, finding that in the library. Now, if I'm not mistaken, isn't the library spelled LIEBURY?
As in
liar.
Telling a library joke?
And every time, please, whenever you mention Gavin Newsom, every newcaster needs to prefaces that with Nancy Pelosi's nephew.
Mm-hmm. Member of the crime family out of Baltimore, those guys? Yeah, those ones. I forgot about that.
Okay, that cartel.
Well, I just thought I'd get some input on there to make sure that I'm spelling library correctly.
Well,
you got it.
I think you're spot on. Right next to the candlestick and Professor Plum.
Yeah. Okay, dear. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Oh, it was Mrs. White.
Mrs. White.
Mrs. White. And the library with the straw, you know?
Yeah.
There you have it.
Okay, dear. All right, thank you.
Have a great day. We've slowly regressed into what hood? Something hood. The hood. All right, so what else we got here? Let's see.
That could be a very adventurous Hasbro take on it for a totally new The Clue game. It just takes place in the White House, and you're just trying to figure out who had the white.
Was it Hunter in the white room with the rolled-up dollar bill? Okay.
All right, sometimes you try, sometimes you fail. The problem is, who would really want to buy the game? I'm just saying, do you want to play Biden? I mean, you know.
I mean, you are trying to solve the problem for a crime family.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah. You know, Monopoly, you always fought over, you know, certain pieces. Who's going to be fighting over Hunter and Joe? I'm just saying.
Wow. It's just, it's getting worse by the day, it seems like. But nobody knows nothing.
So actually, talking about the Epstein thing, I kind of wanted to swing back to the Sound of Freedom. Good. My wife and I, we ended up going and seeing it last night.
Did you?
And,
if you didn't shed a tear at that movie,
wow,
you're an idiot. Oh, well, maybe not an idiot. Maybe you got a heart of stone or something. But
I didn't, but I was close. I was real close.
So what are you saying, Dave?
Somewhere in between there. But no, it. Unfortunately, it's... It's a pandemic that's in our country. And the story, I mean, the fact I had never heard that story and the fact that nobody's ever heard that story is amazing. Because now we're looking at it, and that's the most heroic thing I've probably heard up there in the top 10, at least, of stories of individuals going and doing it that back it up with evidence and say, hey, this is what happened.
Right.
The hard thing is just showing how bad a pandemic it is.
Well, do you know that what I find interesting is that they've been trying to get that movie out for 5 years, and it's all been blocked by the Hollywood elite.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to ask yourself a couple of questions. Why?
That was exactly where I was going with this.
Yeah. I mean, what? So you don't want to stop the human trafficking, and you don't want to make people aware of the human trafficking?
Well, who's the biggest consumer of it?
Well, and also, so here's the other thing that makes me question everything that's going on, too. Okay, so he goes over there with the expressed permission of nobody, really. He got sent over to another country that's mainly causing the problem with the idea that, okay, he's going to go do this, but he's just going on it for a conference for a month. And then they shut him down, right?
Right.
And he decides, no, I'm doing it without the government's permission and the government's role in this, and decides to pull back from it. And lo and behold, once it looks like he's going to get everything that he needs to do without the government's help, they step back in and say, oh, we'll help. We'll allow it. Give me a damn break.
Right.
Here's an interesting piece of this thing. Okay, so I'm looking at this, and I'll share this on Facebook. In 1976, Playboy published nude photos of Brooke Shields, who was 10 years old at the time. All verifiable. Snoop says it's true, too.
And look into Kathy O'Brien. That's in 1999.
Oh, and here's a news flash.
I just thrown it out there.
Here's a news flash on the cocaine. It had the presidential seal on the baggie. So it's...
we don't know whose it is.
They gave it
clearance. Don't have any idea whose it is.
It's clearance. They already examined it for clearance.
It was pure stuff.
Good times.
It's the real deal, folks.
Well, with that, I want to go to another video and talk about the economy. I know we got some people coming in, so I'm kind of going through here fast. There's
no problem with the economy. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah, it's great out there because Biden they're working.
Biden epilepsy. I mean, it's real close.
Yeah, but you see, if I said Bidenomics without stumbling over my words, then it wouldn't have the same meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So here, this is from Markets Look Ahead. This is Greg Mannarino, and I just want to play this because I think this is something that we should all be having in mind, because while we're just being distracted by all this other stuff, let's see what's going on in the world markets. Here we go. Here's Greg.
Hey, everybody. Here we go. It is me, Greg Mannarino, Sunday, July 9th, 2023. And this is my newest segment of Markets to Look Ahead. It's going to be freaking lovely, as always. Let's start off with this. Recently, just last week, something very, very interesting happened with this market. And you probably know what I'm talking about. Risk. Risk in this market has crossed a threshold, at least in my opinion, and those of you out here who are frankly smart enough to keep your eyes on the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, the MMRI, again, free to everyone on this planet Earth. There is a link in the description of this video. For months and months and months, we have been watching this 250 target, because, again, the last times we crossed 250, this market did not like it at all. There was a lot of effort going into keeping rates suppressed. There still is, and we're going to talk more about that as well. But this market has not responded favorably, no surprise to me or you, again, after the MMRI has crossed 250. We are firmly above 250 here. The market has been selling off every single day since the MMRI has crossed 250. The 10-year yield, let's focus a little bit more on what's going on here. The 10-year yield here in the United States, which is the benchmark, has made a significant move higher. However, we're sitting pretty solid here at about 4.06. If in fact, let's put out a hypothetical real quick. If in fact we start seeing 4.1, 4.15, 4.2, 4.25, bang, 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 bang. Forget about it.
The stock market
is going to melt down on an epic scale. Not just here in the United States, but this is a phenomenon around the world. I mean, it's amazing that we witnessed this, you and I, as of late. risk in this market, crossing the 250 line, global stock market selling off. Again, look, the market is a freak show on an epic proportion, and in many ways, in multiple ways, it makes no sense to anyone, especially those that don't understand the drivers here, being that the debt market is the driver of the stock market. The debt market drives everything. As a matter of fact, you know this, but I'm going to tell you again, the stock markets of the world are derivatives. They could be considered derivatives because, again, they're deriving value, derivative, deriving value, from an underlying asset. That underlying asset collectively is the global debt market, which is a ticking time bomb. It's ticking louder and it's ticking faster. Again, central banks, by vastly inflating the debt, buying it all, keeping rates suppressed, has created an environment like we have never seen before in the history of the world. Massive, massive distortions across the spectrum of asset classes because, again, when rates are kept suppressed by central banks, in other words, the free market or the market is not deciding value, it's central banks deciding where they want to keep rates, in this case, low, so they can, again, reinflate a stock market bubble. You know how this works. When rates are kept suppressed, it opens up a doorway. Cash makes its way into risk assets, stocks, and real estate. And you've got, again, a hyper bubble, a hyper super bubble with regard to these asset classes and distortions, of course, anything else. And this suppression of the price action of precious metals and commodities, actually, overall, is also a side effect of this. Again, you get malinvestment, cash coming out of things it should be going into. And
I'm going to stop it there, but did that sound like our economy was doing great?
Yeah, sure.
Hyperbubble. And, I mean, now this guy's the Wall Street. They call him the Robin Hood of Wall Street. And I'm not saying that he knows everything or he's the guru of all market activity. All I'm saying is that we're getting a one side of viewpoint here of what's going on in the world. All we hear about is sunshine, lollipops, and roses, and rainbows, and the market's getting better, and you look around, and oh, it's, I mean.
Yeah, but when you look around in our own community, you're going, whoa.
According to
shit.
Gavin Newsom last week, California's doing great. He's on his way to the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess if you're on the cocaine train, you're good, you know?
Well, here's another one. So this was from June 29th, UPS to raise stamp price in response to inflation. But we're being told inflation's not happening, right? We're being told everything's fine.
It's all good.
Well, I want to talk about that one you guys show me. First, before we get to that, I've got newly unsealed, this is from Leading Report on Twitter, newly unsealed court documents and Trump indictment reveal that the DOJ laced pictures at the Mar-a-Lago of the boxes did not contain any state secrets. Gee, who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, and the only reason I'm bringing this up is because we are getting propagandized on every freaking level, at every
gaslighting
turn, on every issue, just about from the mainstream, from the news. So let's see if I can pull that one up. Juanita, there we go. Juanita
Broderick.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, the Russian TV showing a naked pedophile Hunter Biden snorting cocaine while in the company of young girls.
Who knew?
I'll forward this to you.
Yeah, maybe forward that to me. I thought I had her on my Twitter feed, Broderick.
You should get it.
Here, so there's nothing to see here while you guys find that. Largest teachers union in the U.S. blasted for promoting pornographic kids' book. Dissolve the teachers union.
Yeah, you can't play the video because I think, well, at least mine is, it's in Russian. I don't know if I can, I haven't tried translate, you know.
Yeah.
Switching it over, but if you play the video, it's in Russian. But yeah,
I'm gonna get this pulled up so that I can look at it a little later, Juanita.
So the country's largest teacher union is facing backlash after adding to its summer reading list a children's book depicting oral sex and discussing masturbation. Stretch out on a beach on your backyard, slather on your sunscreen, and dive into these summer reading recommendations from the NEA today. Wow, that's great.
Oh. Yeah.
Things are so screwy. And we're being gaslighted so bad. And that's why you have so many people out there running around thinking they're patriots when they're actually shills of the Communist Party out of China, because that's who's manipulating a lot of this stuff, the big bankers, all of the above. So I guess we got to go
I guess we're going to a break, and we'll catch you on the other side, folks.
What's going on in California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Driving that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind. Makes it on time. Leaves Central Station about a quarter to nine. It's Trevor Johnson at 17 to at a quarter to ten. You know it's driving again. Driving that train.
Hi, I'm cocaine. Oh, I never heard this song before.
We believe you.
You know.
No, nothing.
Do you know, actually, the first time I heard this song? Seventh grade. And I was lifting, and the coach was playing it while we were lifting weights. Serious. Absolutely the truth. Seventh grade, we were doing weight training, and that's the first time I heard that song. And that's a pretty good song to lift weights to.
It hits max reps with that one.
Not that anything else was going
hey,
on
cut
in
it
the
out.
Locker
Stop
room.
It. I was a model citizen, and I'll swear to that.
So there was a recent Freedom Tunes cartoon that they had released that was really pretty good on that kind of topic.
Yeah.
And so it shows this guy in a school classroom, and he's telling all the kids, like, I'm going to fail you, and you're going to end up gender transitioning if we don't end up having what you have for your grades. And the PE teacher busts in and goes, stop abusing them kids. Y'all need to focus up. You need to get ready. If we're not breaking men's competitions, we'll be breaking women's competitions.
Well, I want to introduce our guest who just came into the studio here a minute or so ago, Jesse Lane, and he is starting a new group or a new movement, a new idea. I'm not even sure what it is at this point, but we had a meeting in Cottonwood the other night, and I think it was a great meeting. And I think we're going to start getting some directions on where we're going. I think that the patriots that believe in the Constitution and believe in freedom and believe in individual rights and responsibility, showed up. And that's what this is really all about, I'm assuming.
Yeah, and thanks for having me on. It's kind of a, we really don't even have a name for it yet. It's almost, I think some name's been thrown around. One of them was Citizens Freedom. But it's kind of, us patriots and conservatives have sat back for too long. We let too much happen. We've given the left and the liberals way too much room to do whatever they want. They've canceled our businesses, our jobs. I mean, I was let go from a company I was with for 15 years a few years ago because they had so many phone calls from local people calling my company. And, it actually worked out. I ended up going business for myself, and I'm more successful now than I've ever been.
Well, let me know if you need a good tax guy.
Yeah, I do.
Well,
I do.
And I think part of this movement is we have so many different groups that have the same goal here, and we're all doing all these little tiny projects. And if we start bringing everybody together, we'll have a lot more power and be able to do a lot more things, and you can educate people more because you don't always know what's going on.
It's the 80-20. So
yeah,
I mean, we have all these splintered cells, like splintered groups, like you're saying, and it's we agree upon 80% of the things we all
right.
agree upon. It's the 20% we don't agree upon, where we've kind of backed away from one another and talked about.
Well,
this one.
I think innately, conservatives just want to be left alone. I mean, that's been, and that's a problem
mm-hmm.
in self-governance. You have to get involved and you have to push back and you have to make sure that people aren't, usurping your rights. And that's what's been going on for a long time. And we just, and I believe in total free speech. Everybody should have free speech. Everybody should be able to interject.
Right.
I don't have to agree with you, but you can't stop, your rights don't nullify my rights. And that's kind of what's been going on.
Absolutely, and that's the problem is we've let them get away with it for too long. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had people reach out that are pissed. They're pissed off. They said, "How can we get involved?" So I kind of
guess that's what it takes, huh? You got to be pissed in order to get something done.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. I think we had 200 plus people the other day. It was standing room only at one most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the community's starting to come together. I'm getting messages daily from people saying, "Where are we going? What are we doing?" And we're going to keep trudging forward, and we're going to keep growing. And
this isn't the militia, is it?
No. This is I talked to a couple people. We've seen something needed to happen because there were so much fractured groups out there that were infighting.
Right.
I guess the difference really with us and these liberals is the liberals have no morals. So they blend together regardless of morals because they don't have any.
They're kind of like lemmings running off a cliff, whatever the leader tells them to do.
That's what I was going to say. If you notice, it hasn't been working for us, for them. You know, they're there in groups, large groups all the time. They're organized, and we need to look at that. I'm not saying that we have to be like them necessarily, have to, because instead of these small little groups, we're not accomplishing as much as we could if we band together.
Game on, we just got organized.
There you go.
A lot of the big groups that we're seeing, it's not that they actually have these values or they expose these things. What it is that they are being paid by big institutions and big groups to go out there and do exactly this. And they have funds that are set up from these big institutions and big groups to bail them out. Until we end up getting back to law and justice and order, which we seem to have none in this country, we do need to start standing up. We do need to start having these groups. We needed it all along.
Well, I agree, and I don't think their groups are as big as they let on. I don't think the hardcore ones are as but they get the press.
They
get the perception that, I posted a thing on Facebook that showed a Biden meeting and a Trump rally, and it said you can manufacture the votes, but you can't manufacture support. But they've been manufacturing a narrative That this is, you know, oh, every, you know, most of the country. But if you look at all, even the counties in the United States, the red counties, it's like overwhelmingly conservative.
Well, and things like Twitter is their undoing. What we're seeing right now on Twitter is actually the real life, what's going on. A lot of these people that are here, these conversations that we're having, they're totally not what we're seeing on Facebook and the rest of these places, but what we're already seeing is Threads just released. They're already censoring people. They're already banning people. They're already removing the conversation from the list, and they're creating that echo chamber that we've had for years.
I know. Go ahead, Jesse. I know you got something to say.
And that's just kind of the thing. And even locally, we have people who want to ride the line and ride in the line. Yep. Well, guess what? Anymore, we've gathered. We've got together. We're pissed off, and we're not gonna deal with riding the line anymore. It's either for us or against us, and that's kind of where we're at, and that's where this group is at. And you want to give life to what they're pushing? Then guess what? You won't get life from us. You won't get support from us. You won't get our funds.
Right. And we got two recalls going on right now. Very important recalls on both sides of that. And people need to band together and help each other with both recalls, in my opinion, because this is the time to make it happen. The momentum. Get it going. We're on fire. Let's go.
I think the recall on Cry is going to fall flat because I think people are starting to see through it. But that still means you got to show up. You got to get involved. That, yep. You can't get apathetic about this at all. I'm looking at an article here where it says that, you know, they're going to try to steal this next election, the Democratic left with, you know, compliance and the Rhino Republicans plan to steal the 2024 election as each of the six swing states will be won or lost based on fraud turnout in two or three counties, amounting to about 17 counties total that are going to decide the contest on 3,142 counties in the United States. So that's what they've been doing, is they've been concentrating on those little tiny local enclaves of able to control that county's voting through whatever reason, whether it's propaganda, disinformation, actual fraud. We've seen that. So that's why we need to start here locally in Shasta County, which we have been. But what do you see as plans for the future? Have you guys solidified anything on where we're going with this?
So where we're going with it is our vision is we have a few targets that we're going to start trying to accomplish one by one. We're going to be having a meeting with some of the leaders of different groups within the next couple of weeks to find target areas where each group, where we collectively agree upon what our first attack's going to be and where we're going to attack the system and try to gain support and start being successful in what we're doing. Because lately we've allowed the other side to have a louder voice than us, and they're not the majority. They're the minority.
I think a good start would be what Terry said in the prior program about showing up to the Board of Supervisors meeting. Now, I used to not understand why that was so important, and then, you know, because I go up and listen to these guys and go through the agenda items, and everybody gets up there and they usually talk about things that don't even matter or talk about stuff that's not even relevant, you know, whatever. But the more that I've gone and the more that I've shown up, the more that I realize how much the majority of the conservative majority now appreciates the people that show up, that show that they're not the only ones thinking along these lines of conservatism. The left shows up, and it makes it look like the left again is the overwhelming. And they're saying it all the time. This county's overwhelmingly left wing.
That's the majority. If you listen to them,
that's insane.
And that's the problem, though. And that's where we got to get is as conservatives, we most of us have careers. We have companies.
Do you work, Jesse?
Yeah, I work. You know, I'm not allowed to, you know, I can't, even self-employed, I don't have time to get down there on Tuesday and sit there for 3 or 4 hours. And that's where we need to push our board to, you know, hey, every other meeting needs to be an evening meeting. And once you get to something like that, you'll see who could show up. I mean, when you don't have a job and you're living off whatever aid you can, you'll show up to whatever you need to show up.
Right. Well, but if we start banding together, my thought is, so you can't show up on Tuesdays, but I can show up for you. But maybe you can hit the school board for me because I can't do that on the school board night or whatever.
Right.
And we can start, migrating different areas with people and use them more effectively than what we've been.
And that's what this is going to be, is us getting together and us doing, just like you said, working together, getting organized, supporting one another, supporting the different efforts in the different groups as we move forward.
Well, and everybody has their own ideas, and that's fine, but we need to come together on the ones that are going to be effective and work for everybody's benefit.
This is a war, and there's no doubt about it.
It's an information war, no question.
When you end up looking at it, like, for instance, the Bud Light controversy, we're winning that hands down. They went from being America's number one beer to not even in the top 10.
Well, you know who's next on the list right now, right?
Modelo?
Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's.
I'll never buy another pint of feces pieces. I mean, was it Reese's pieces? Something.
I gave up on them a long time ago.
Yeah, me too.
They've been, in the past, before this controversy, you also had their employees have to testify how whiteness is bad and all the rest of this, and this was all leaked documents. But really, there hasn't been a stand where enough was enough with enough of the country.
Well, we're going to stop racism with racism.
Sure.
Well, people don't want this. This isn't a right or left issue anymore. 66% of people in Pride Month don't want Pride Month. They don't want it anymore. They're sick of it. They're sick of the pandering. They're sick of all this in-your-face crap constantly. It's not cool. It's not trendy. It's not anything that anybody supports anymore.
You don't want drag queen story hour at your kindergartner's schoolroom?
You know, it's funny that you say that. I do have quite a few friends that are, they are on the side of...
The fence or the other side?
They're on the other side.
They're in the other backyard.
But you'd speak with them, you'd talk to them, and you would never know that they, you know, swung a different way or whatever else, because they don't promote it.
That's the thing. And it's so my concept on...
And I don't care. And that's exactly right. I don't care. You have the freedom to be whoever you want to be. But leave the kids alone. See, but that's what they've been doing, is they think their rights trump your rights. That's what this whole thing has been about. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like if you don't allow us a drag queen story hour or a parade of naked men going in front of your children, which, by the way, the parents should have been slapped around for that crap. I mean, who takes the kids to that? But if you want to do that with adults consenting, I don't care. I think you're bent. I think you got some real problems. I think you're probably going to have some mental issues down the road, or now, but that's your freedom to do so. But your freedom is not going to be imposed on my freedom. And that's where these people just don't get it. They think that, oh, you don't want to allow books. Oh, you're against, and they twist everything. You're banning books. No. It's not like we banned the Bible in Nazi Germany. I'm banning sexually explicit books from my kids to read, and when they're five. Oh, that's banning books. You're somehow a Nazi. See, that's total.
All of what comes from their site is a bunch of BS.
Pretty much.
It really is.
Pretty much in general.
And you guys mentioned war earlier. This is going to cause, if everybody starts standing up, you guys got to realize it's going to get nasty and ugly for us to get the point across. And I'm not saying violence, but I'm saying we have to rely on one another, know who one another is, and get that support. Otherwise, we're going to be in the wind.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, the answer has been mass non-compliance. And this is true for all of it, even Bud Light. All right, so what are we doing? We're not complying with it. We're not buying their stuff.
I think, again, Terry's got it right about we have to switch our game from not complying to we're not submitting.
We're just not going to do it.
We're not just not going to do it. We're going to actively make sure that you don't do it to us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
And that's where it's at. And you support it. Yep. You're pushing it. Guess what? We do not support you. We will speak against you.
And I want to clear the air a little bit, too, on me being a right-winger. I am so sick of that terms. I'd like somebody to define what a right-winger is. Anything that you don't like to hear is a right-winger? Is that what it is? Because
they call Tim Pool a right-winger. I mean, that should tell you right there. I mean, he's just about as centrist, even leftist, as you can get as far as old Democrat goes. Now you've got new Democrat, which is just psychotic.
But you can call me names, but I can't call you names.
Well, huh? And I don't even care about the names. What I'm saying is I am a constitutionalist who believes in individual rights individual freedoms and responsibility, and it inherits to that as it's intended and as it is written, not as it's watered down, not as it has been blurred to the point where you don't even know what it means anymore. It's like saying that you have the right to freedom of press at a private event. Well, no, that's not. When you go back to the Constitution, it says those limits are imposed on government. Government can't go in and say, hey, we're going to make sure that the press is here or not. That's what that's about. And so, that's the problem is that most of these people don't know what the Constitution even means or how it's supposed to be implemented.
Well, they don't care about the Constitution is the problem.
I guess.
No, it's sirens. I couldn't figure out what it was at first either.
I thought maybe we're going to play another song here for a second.
That's what I thought at first.
All right.
But they don't look at the Constitution. That doesn't enter in their equation at all.
I was going to say, it's the best.
I've been called a Nazi, and I mean, I'm Middle Eastern. I'm Middle Eastern in Spanish.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I didn't even know what you were. That's how much I care. I assumed you were Hispanic.
This is the same crap that they do. You have mainstream media outlets that I forget his name when he was running, but he was the black guy who was running for governor of California.
Oh, you're talking about the radio host, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder, yeah.
And he had my vote, but we didn't even have a chance.
He's a white supremacist.
They claim that he was the black face of white supremacy. What kind of idiocracy is that?
Well, but see, that's what we're dealing with, is we're not dealing with solid reasoning.
We're dealing with mentally ill people.
And that's the problem, is what we do is they throw these things out there, right, and we get stuck on them.
Right.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, it really is true. We get stuck on these little things they throw out there, and then we end up playing defense. Like, we're done playing defense.
Right.
Like, get ready for our offense game, because it's strong.
Yeah.
We don't care what you do. We're doing this.
Well,
let's go.
That's where I'm at. I don't give up.
Hoot.
I think a lot of people have gotten that way.
Yeah.
For me, women are attacked constantly. All my rights have gone down the tubes big time. You talk about
ladies with bonus holes? That's what they are now, apparently.
Don't get me started, but the point being is we're mad. We're upset. Everything that we've done over all these years of our country is going down the tubes. We have nothing.
Well, and
if we don't stand up now.
And I just want to clear the record, too, just for the heck of it, because I think it's funny when I'm called a right-winger. Did you know that I didn't register in the Republican Party until about 2012? I was actually a libertarian, and I voted for Ron Paul, and I didn't even like the Republicans. I didn't vote for Ronald Reagan.
That makes two of us.
You know what I'm saying? I want freedom for everybody, not the selective type that you get to pick and choose who you like. Oh, alcohol's all fine, but you can't smoke a joint. I don't like alcohol either. I don't drink that much, and I don't think you should smoke a joint or give it to my kids. But you can't sit there and say, oh, we're free to get drunk, but you guys are not free to smoke a doobie.
Well, and it's funny, too, because you see a lot of these places that are criminalizing, or decriminalizing, rather, all these hard drugs. They're handing out needles like crazy, but yet they're going to ban you from smoking menthols. Okay.
It makes no sense.
You got it, baby.
It's the flavor
Crack,
of the week.
Fine. Menthols, no.
I think that you educate your kids to live a healthy life, healthy, responsible, educated life. Understand the issues. If you want to smoke cigars when you're 30, I think you're an idiot, but go ahead. Okay? But don't tell me I have to smoke your cigars too. Okay? And that's kind of what's going on. It's not a matter of you have your freedom of choice and I have mine. It's a matter of my freedom overrides your freedom and your choice is my choice.
And don't tell me that I have to let you give that information or teach my children that. That is not your job.
Well, it takes a village.
That is my job. Nobody else's job. Those kids are mine and mine alone.
Yep. Well, it kind of reminds me of Bill Cosby. I brought you into this world. I'll take you out.
Exactly.
I don't agree with that, that it takes a village thing.
You let me finish. I was going to say it takes a village idiot.
Fair enough. But, you saw Biden. He went up there and he said, oh, they're all our kids. No, they're not your kids. You expressly chose not to have children.
But that's what Marxists do. That's the first thing the communists do, is co-opt the children.
They don't have your. They don't have kids. They have yours.
Well, they indoctrinate them into not
make them what they want.
Well, make them what they want, but to go against their parents, mm-hmm. so that they're. So what they do is they separate everybody from yep. everybody else. The kids, you know, then start telling on the parents because now they're the state's more important. That's why you got to get rid of God. You got to get rid of any moral authority. You know, by getting rid of all these moral authorities, then who do you look to? You look to the state. And then the state tells them what their marching orders are, just kind of like what we do now. It's what's the flavor of the week? What's the what cliff are the lemmings marching off this week?
Well, and it's interesting, too, because when you look at the original founding documents, our nation was built for a nation of people who were a godly and religious people. True. That was why it was supposed to be protected. All this separation of church and state, that's BS. That wasn't how it was. That was a private letter that was written, and it actually said we're not going to
be. But the beauty of that is you don't have to be religious either. You just have to respect others' viewpoints.
And that's where I'll talk. I'm not super religious. Mm-hmm. I don't go to church. I mean, I pray when I think something needs to be prayed on. But I believe I'm capable of being my own hero. I don't expect God to show up in a golden cape and come save me. But you want what? The fact that maybe you do or you do, I honor that. Right. I mean, maybe it's Allah you think's gonna. You want what? Think whoever it is. Maybe it's a rock. I don't care. Think whoever. As long as you have something bigger than yourself, I think you're going in the right direction.
I think God helps those who help themselves. That's what I think.
Gave us all abilities, and that's where I'm at. My wife and I, we're spiritual people. We believe in Christ. We believe in God. But we also believe in karma and the world and what we put into it and energy. And so it's kind of we're kind of a weird little, I don't even know if there's a group for us.
It's called a cult, Jesse.
New age.
So going back to what you're trying to put together, if somebody's interested or exactly where are we going from here with it?
So from here we're going with just getting us, like I just gave an example of. I don't agree with maybe you 100%, but 80% of it I agree with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we're finding that 80% within each other that we do agree upon, and we're going to move forward with that. We have a movement to where we have people, we have a mass amount of people joining up to where we're going to start fighting things. We're going to start showing up by the hundreds. We're going to start pushing our state and local politicians and city councilmen and we're going to start showing them who the majority is and who the majority voice is. We're going to show them who spends the most money in this county. I mean, I spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in here, and I have companies that, you know, they'll pander with this liberal who makes $5,000 a year, and they want right. to cancel. Like, watch. I'll stop supporting you. I'll stop supporting mm-hmm. advertising with you. I'll stop running all my employees through you. And that's where I'm at. And that's where I think we all need to get at. Mm-hmm. But for this group, we're meeting upon our 80% that we agree upon, and we're going to start being a force to reckon with, whether at school board meetings, county board of supervisor meetings, city council meetings. It's just we're going to get a. We have a good group already, mm-hmm. and we're going to start supporting one another. We're going to start showing up for one another, and we're going to start showing them who the majority of the voice is. And we're going to get a lot of things done by doing that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a very positive thing that's happening here. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, trying to get awareness out there. We've been on the radio, 13 years or something now? And, you know, but it's a bittersweet moment at this point to see everybody waking up. But, you know, the bitterness looking at what it's taken to wake everybody up, you know, it has to get ugly, I guess. It's human nature, you know. If you're comfortable and you don't have any worries, then you don't tend to look at the things you need to look at sometimes, you know. Because, like I say, I wanted to be left alone for years. All I want to do is go out to the lake and go water skiing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who would have thought 15 years ago when we started in some of this stuff that it would keep going the way it is? We knew it was going to get bad when the Tea Party started and everything, but we didn't realize the magnitude of what we were dealing with, to be quite honest.
You know, it was kind of like for me, predictions coming true. The first thing was taking over your health care with Obamacare. For me, that was the defining moment. I guess we
got
to go
we got a minute.
All right, so maybe we've got a minute here left, Jesse, till the top of the hour. Have you got anything you want to add to that?
Or where they can find you and stuff?
You know, really all I'll say is everyone needs to wake each other up. Wake your neighbor up. Go shake hands with three different people. Make a difference in three people's lives and watch how we start moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
It's wake people up. Wake your husband up. Get him off the couch.
And with that, we'll take a break and we'll probably pick this up on the other side. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I am just a simple man.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A dash of pop and a dose of politics on the agenda during President Biden's stopover visit to the United Kingdom this week. He's due to discuss the environment with King Charles and the war in Ukraine with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Mr. Biden flies to London today on his way to a NATO summit in Lithuania. He is scheduled to hold talks with Sunak at 10 Downing Street on Monday before heading to Windsor Castle to meet the King. The U.S. is working to win the release of a detained journalist and other Americans in Russia. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. has been in contact with Russian officials to press for the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
I do not want to give false hope. What the Kremlin said earlier this week is correct. There have been discussions, but those discussions have not produced a clear pathway to a resolution.
Last week, the U.S. ambassador to Moscow was allowed to visit Gershkovich for the first time since April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nokia has signed a new long-term patent license deal with Apple.
This latest agreement will replace the current deal between the two companies that's set to expire at the end of the year. The deal, which enables Apple to use the Finnish company's technology in its products, covers Nokia's inventions in 5G and other technologies. Nokia expects to recognize revenue related to the agreement starting January 2024, and the company said the deal is consistent with its long-term outlook disclosed in the first quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says Sudan is on the brink of a full-scale civil war as fierce clashes between rival generals continue unabated today in the capital of Khartoum. He says the entire region is at risk. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You may have heard some talk about the ERC. That's the Employee Retention Credit. It's a federal program that provides small business up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in employee payroll tax refunds. One call to Careful Accounting at 800-315-8175 is all it takes to find out if you qualify for the Employee Retention Credit and possibly for quick funding with one of our accredited funding partners in as little as 72 hours. Our process has been thoroughly vetted by a team of experienced tax attorneys and CPAs, and our refund specialists will work tirelessly to get you every penny your business deserves. Plus, with our exclusive audit assistance guarantee, your business is protected. Call Careful Accounting now at 800-315-8175. See if you qualify for an ERC advance payment and get the cash your business needs to succeed. That's 800-315-8175. Your small business may qualify to receive up to $26,000 per W-2 employee in payroll tax refunds. Call 800-315-8175 now.
A new bill in the Senate could cost Americans more at the drugstore, according to Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste.
The pharmacy benefits that 275 million Americans get through their employer, their trade association, the local, federal, state governments will be impacted negatively.
Bernie Sanders proposed the idea. Speaking with Salem Radio Network, Schatz says SB 1339, the Pharmacy Benefit Manager Reform Act, will actually cost Americans about $1,000 in current drug savings if it goes through.
Voters in Uzbekistan are casting their ballots today in a snap presidential election, which is widely expected to extend the incumbent's rule by 7 more years. The vote followed a constitutional referendum that extended a presidential term from 5 to 7 years and allowed the current president to run for 2 more terms in office. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Prime Minister of the Netherlands has resigned, forcing new elections.
Tensions in the four-party coalition came to a head this week when Mr. Rutte demanded support for a proposal to tighten curbs on reuniting families of asylum seekers. He wanted a monthly cap on the number of relatives of war refugees who are already in the Netherlands. This was a step too far for two of the junior partners in the government, effectively ending the coalition. Mr. Rutte said differences were insurmountable and the four parties had jointly decided to pull the plug. Immigration and asylum policy have been a fraught issue in Dutch politics for years, especially since the rise of far-right parties.
BBC correspondent Jan Schippers. Today is Sunday, July the 9th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Tom Hanks. He's 67 years old. Actress Kelly McGillis, right behind him at 66. Actor-director Fred Savage, 47. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Second half of Sovereign Minds. We're here in the studio again, here with Jesse Lane. And he's from the Cult of Freedom.
There you go. No better way to put it.
I don't know what stuff, you know.
I'm American.
I know. I just get so fed up with these labels, and they're labels that are meant to divide everybody is all it's about. I call you left or I call you right. You know, it's not about, oh, gee, what actually policy do you believe in? Well, I believe in limited government, the Constitution, individual rights. What do you believe in? More government, more government intervention, more government control over your life,
taxes.
More taxes, more free programs that actually put you under control. Because if you're dependent on the government for everything.
They're not our friend. Government's not our friend.
The quote from George Washington that I say at the end of the show says it all if you would pay attention. Government is not reason. It is not force. It is not eloquence. It is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. He's talking about you have to be very careful about government getting out of control.
Kidding.
They said it was like a monster in a cage. You had to bind it down with the chains of a constitution because it would consume you if it got out of hand. Gee, does it look like we've gotten too much government here lately?
You know, it's funny because we're talking about this. I actually looked at as a congressman and a few assembly people, and I looked at their team, their staff they had.
Right.
And it was like for that one person we voted in, they had like 13 paid staff members. And it was like, wow, that's our problem is, you know, let's say we have 50 people there. We're really looking at like 580, 600 people that we actually voted into place.
Right. What is it, like 60% of the people now?
Mm-hmm.
Work for the government in some form or another. That's freaking scary.
Timely quote here from Daniel Horowitz. 209,000 jobs created in June, according to BLS, but 100,000 revised down from the previous 2 months, and 120,000 of the new jobs came from government or healthcare.
Thank you.
Well, and the real deal is they lied about all that to begin with, because they keep saying, oh, it's getting better, the economy, and then they have to keep revising it down. So when the job numbers come out, it looks, oh, well, look, it's doing better. This last jobs number was the lowest jobs number we've had in, I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, and they're basing a lot of the things that they're saying that's positive based upon the fact of how many people were unemployed and lost their jobs during the COVID pandemic to say, oh,
unemployed.
Look, it's better than this over when nobody had a job. Now we have some jobs, and like Obama, let's have shovel-ready jobs where they have them shovel stuff out just to shovel it back in afterwards.
Why should I work? So I can get money from the government. I don't have to work. I just got to go to the mailbox and collect my freaking money.
What that does is they create a dependency on the government. So whoever you're dependent on for your money, for your livelihood, for your health care, do they control you? Do they control you if they decide – and the ultimate control is going to be if they get this CBDC in, because then they'll tell you how you spend your money, where you spend your money, who you spend your money with, if you have any money. If you don't spend your money, they can cancel your money. And so that's what they're
– Yeah, and they're kind of already doing that.
Well, that's why you have these parallel economies and outside economic factors that can be – and, of course, are you, at that point, are you an outlaw?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the founding fathers said, hey, you know, why don't we just throw the tea in the harbor, because this stamp tax is going to get out of control and they will consume us and turn us all into slaves if we keep letting this happen.
They actually anticipated exactly this years ago. So remember when I had read that World Economic Forum, what our city looks like in the future, and how it talked about how the people would be the outliers on the sides of the city? Well, the fact of the matter is hopefully there's enough Americans that stand up and say, we're not going to go along with your DEI. We're not going to go along with your ESG. We're not going to get your money if it means we have to sell our soul to your devil and go along that plan. That's exactly what we're seeing right now with Call of Duty, with Bud Light, with the rest of these companies. They're willing to go so woke and lose absolutely all of their customers for a good ESG score, because without BlackRock's money, you're not going to be able to compete.
But then we go back to like what Jesse was saying. You go to the ones that don't take that in consideration.
Exactly.
You start supporting mom and pop that doesn't do the GS. ESG.
Economic. We should probably clarify what that is. Economic, social governance.
But that's what it's going to take, because otherwise you've got BlackRock and Vanguard that's taken over everything, whether it's global, local, or where, because you're allowing it. So you know what? Tell them to go pound sand, and I'm going to go support Jesse this week, you know.
So what you're saying is we should make Klaus uncomfortable.
Exactly. And that's what it is. And we have to get uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I mean, we have to get to the point where we lose our shiny objects and trinkets. And we deal without our Starbucks coffee or whatever it is. I mean, I don't support anyone anymore that they don't have my moral views.
Exactly.
Starbucks. Pew. So I just pulled up how many agencies there are, government agencies in California. And I got 232 in California. And some of these things, it's like, who knew? You know, I mean.
Right. But going back to that, stop and look at our own community right here. The only thing we really have as far as big shopping is Costco. Don't tell me that they're not involved in all that nastiness. But my point being is, They're cutting it down where we don't have anything, and that's why I keep going back to the war, the parallel economy, is we have to realize what type of war. It's all across the board here, folks.
Well, you got to have a breastwork down here at the Board of Supervisors meeting. That's why it's so important. They are in the breach right now, and we have to support them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So here is this article. This is from 2016, y'all. This is the World Economic Forum, one of their writers. This is from Ida Arkin, young global leader and member of the Global Future Council on Cities and Urbanization. My biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city, those we lost along the way, those who decided it all became too much with this technology, those who felt felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned against it, they lived different kind of lives outside of the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in the empty and abandoned houses in the small 19th century villages. Once in a while, I get annoyed the fact I have no real privacy, nowhere I can go and not be registered. I know that somewhere everything I do, think, and dream of is recorded. I just hope nobody will use it against me. Whoa!
Think there's a problem?
You know,
did that really bother you?
Like,
I mean, come on.
I'm looking at this list here.
Well, now you got Schwab, too. This is just a couple years later. You got Schwab saying, oh, yes, by 2030, you're all going to have brain implants, and I'm going to be able to see how you feel about what I'm saying.
There's no such
thing. Oh, no, he's going to be pushing the button, you know, like on The Simpsons. Hey, I don't...
Well, can you imagine what's his name in charge on The Simpsons? What's the old guy's name?
Oh, Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns.
You came up with that pretty quick.
Yeah. You know, I've been seeing those memes with The Simpsons where they talked about time travel, and The Simpsons creator must be time traveler, and it's like, no. Realize that this is a plan of the elites for a long time.
Yes. Yep.
And
yep.
Everything they put in to place. What I don't even know the guy's name who created, but it's like all these things were things that they already knew were going to happen. It's we have to realize that we're just puppets in this, and it's time that we show them that the puppets are cutting the strings.
Exactly.
And we're
gonna
rise.
Yeah.
It's conspiracy nonsense. Stop it.
We're finally getting to the point to where have these platforms like Signal and Twitter, even to what the extent that it is right now. I'm not really sure on Elon. Elon's kind of one of those coin tosses on which direction he's actually on. But at least right now, it appears that we're starting to win over the censorship stuff. So this last week, there was this huge story that broke talking about how the government did not have the right to censor and tell these free speech platforms, or platforms period, what they can or cannot have on their platform. And there was like something like 115 instances to where they had told people, oh, you've got to censor this and everything else about it and delete all these tweets, delete this profile, delete the rest of it. This was directly from the White House to Facebook and to Twitter and to a bunch of these other places. How is that okay?
Well, you got to remember, David, that they probably also from the White House, it may have been a Coke days. So,
it was one of those late nights.
They weren't completely coherent.
And brought the party favors.
It was late at night. That
happened. Oh, boy.
But again, you know, people are starting to unplug and go to other platforms, just like we have to in our own community. You know, don't go to certain areas like Jesse was saying, you know. Hey, I'm not going to go in your store. I'm not going to come in your restaurant. I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
So it's really, really telling. So once again, back to The Sound of Freedom. At the end of the movie, they discussed about how 22 million new images of child pornography every year are put onto the web. However, they choose to censor your speech about a vaccine and the questioning it rather than go and hunt that down. That's very telling to me, considering all the news we saw about Instagram being able to link up with all the pedos and the rest of it, and Facebook. And it wasn't that long ago. What was that whole open stock? Overstock.com.
Oh, yeah, Overstock.
You guys remember that one?
Yeah, I do, actually. They were using furniture as ways to
buy. Oh, Wayfair. Wayfair.
Yeah, where they were buying children.
It was both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they would have furniture for $10,000 for something that's like a $100 piece of furniture, and they'd name it Amy and 11 and stuff like that. And it's like, that's very interesting. So you're selling Amy 11, this furniture, for $10,000.
Well,
a petite white shelf.
Yeah.
$10,000, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And back to the end of that movie, who was the biggest consumer of it all?
U.S.
Now, if that doesn't make your head spin and hurt and make you sick, that it's bigger than the drug cartel, it's bigger than any other industry, and they're coming here, where are the kids?
It's the big money, and you look at right now. Why do they want the border open? Why was Sullivan from, I forget her real name, but Sullivan from Smallville, she was arrested on a situation about all of this child trafficking stuff for some type of sex cult. She recently got out after serving 5 years. Interesting. Well, the other thing that's interesting, too, is, all right, so you had, I believe it was Umid Abedin, based upon the information that I remember, at least. It was one of the Hillary aides. She was arrested with a whole truckload of kids coming over the border. And, well, she said, oh, I was just helping these families. Well, these kids had families.
Let's go to a break.
Oh, okay. Is he in there? hold on. We got stuff going on in the lobby. It's really not an emergency, folks. It's gonna be okay here.
Robert.
Yeah, no. But,
we're all wondering what's going on in there.
So,
I guess you don't want to steal Robert's bike because that's a problem. Can we go? Let's go to a break.
He's not in there. You got to wait for him to come back.
He was just back there a second.
Now he's coming back.
Let's go to a break.
We're going to go to a break, Liam, and we'll catch you on the other side, folks. See you in a few minutes.
Oaks Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
London from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. No, we couldn't look much stranger. Walking in a hall with his things and all. Alan said he was a Lone Ranger. Coming into Los Angeles. Bringing in a couple of teas. Don't touch my bags if you please.
We're back. Sovereign Minds, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I got to play a little song here before we get back to the discussion.
I thought we were.
Here, hold on. Little bluegrass.
You take Sally, and I take Sue. There ain't no difference between the two. Cocaine. Run all around my brain.
That's for Terry.
And with that cocaine thing, do you think maybe this whole thing was also just some smoke in the mirrors to get us away from another?
No.
No, they wouldn't do that.
I think it's called stupid.
The White House fiasco.
I think it's both.
I think it was, because the White House fiascos, they're not talking, they're putting a spin on it and talking about how it's so bad that now the government can't censor your freedom of speech, because that was necessary before.
Hunter has a problem. It's his son. Feel sorry for him.
But he's the smartest person in the room.
Here, you got a dollar. You got a dollar bill.
Amen.
Hey, did you bring the stash, man?
He's not here.
Hey, you got a straw in your drink over there.
We don't need no stinking licenses. It's on the back of the car, man.
Yeah, so I'm not sure where we want to go. Like, wow, man.
I kind of want to go to the point that we were discussing a little bit over the break there, once we got done with the alarms and the bells and the whistles. But, we got to stop supporting these people. We've got to stop supporting mm-hmm. the people that aren't for us and aren't working with us. So, like, for instance, I to this day have not been back to Mod Pizza because I went into Mod Pizza during the pandemic and I had a mask on. My family was all the way in the back. They weren't coming up. They weren't coming near anybody else. They weren't wearing a mask. I ended up going up. They would not let me order food to bring it outside.
Wow.
Because my family in the back didn't have masks on. And I'm like, yeah, no, we're good. We're gone. Because I'd respected their wishes, but because them all the way in the back, not near anybody, not wearing a mask, sorry,
I got thrown out of Sprouts up there on the hill when it first started. It's like, yeah, you need to put a mask on. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. And, well, I'll go get the management. It's like, well, you better get a couple more because they're kind of small people around here.
and I haven't been back to Sprouts.
Me neither. As a manager of all these shops that push that agenda, now looking back, do you look back now at every argument you have, every customer, 82-year-old lady you threw out, every little kid you threw out of your store because they weren't wearing masks? Do you look back and reflect on what an idiot you were and how stupid and how you just followed something that had no...
Because somebody told you.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that, we do have a caller on the line.
Before that, I'm going to do this story and then we'll get to Rich. Just only take a second here. I guess this is a story that comes from Good Sciencing. 1,310 athletes died suddenly after cardiac arrest or serious issues in less than 2.5 years.
It has nothing to do with the vaccine. Come on.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of people that are dying from myocarditis and pericarditis. And
17-year-old the other day.
And
nothing to do with it. Come on.
The fact that nobody's been put up on charges under the Nuremberg Code for forcing a medical procedure without the permission of the people, and influencing, getting people fired, losing their jobs, all kinds of stuff. This whole thing. And what burns me the most about that is Pfizer has got themselves set up so they can't be sued. And who's running Pfizer? I don't know. Is BlackRock maybe?
A little of that. But yeah.
Well, how come
there's no charges?
And I hope all those people that support it and say how the vaccine is such a good thing, you need to get it. You guys honestly really should go out there and get your fourth and fifth ones.
Yeah, go for it.
Recommendation.
You know what? Go for it. Just stay away from me and my kids. Yeah, I'm just saying, go to the island. If you want to do it, fine.
The thing is, you need your booster every other month now.
Well, and you got to talk to your doctor in California about that. But your doctor, if he says anything other than what the state says to say, then
don't go to the doctor. I'm just saying, don't go to the doctor.
Hey, I'm going to say talk to your doctor because legally that's what you need to say.
Well,
I'm just saying that.
First you got to go to your dealer to get your boost, and then you got to go to your doctor to get your booster. So
and then just go to the vending machine and get the Narcan, and it's all good.
Hey, that's a natural. I'm a natural man.
Yeah. Okay. We'll go to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sometimes my phone gets messed with. Hey, I have a few small items which I don't think I'm going to be able to cover before the break. But first of all, did you announce the July 20th event at the Hilltop?
We had not yet.
No, but we should.
Hilltop. Yeah, that's a Holiday Inn.
Is that Jones's stuff? Jones's
Town Hall.
Town Hall?
Well, yeah, it's the Town Hall, July 20th, Hill, what's the place called, gosh darn it?
Holiday?
Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
6 p.m. on the 20th, Mr. O'Donnell, Jeffrey O'Donnell, I believe, he's going to be here. A very detailed explanation and presentation on the problems we had with our June 22 primary last year. And just for anybody else that might be listening, there will be private security in place, and if we have to trespass somebody, we will do so very peaceably. But otherwise, it's open to the public that want to come and share and be supportive.
Anyway, I actually have the information pulled up, Rich. Let me get it out there. It's Shasta, Board of Supervisors Chairman Patrick Jones. Election. It's on the election machines. It's a town hall meeting on July 20th at 6 p.m. Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. Free and open to all. Standing room. Reporting from around the world.
Yes, and so, and then before the break here, I'm trying to get a push to separate our countywide elections to a separate ballot. I was on Pete Peter's show yesterday on KQMS. You can go back and listen to it.
Hey, where do you?
It was good.
Where do you listen to it? Because I actually
you just go to KQMS.
Well, I missed it, and then I went to KQMS to
go
try
to podcast.
Find it. Is it under podcast? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have time to look too far. So you go under podcast
and then scroll down.
And then what show was
second,
it on?
It's on Pete Peters, Freedom in Action, and it's the second hour.
All right, very good. Correct. Yeah, so I'll go back and I'll listen to that because I really wanted to catch it, but I missed it.
So please, everybody, go back and listen to that. And the key here is once that information is absorbed, to contact the County Board of Supervisors to tell them that you're in support of separating the countywide races onto a separate ballot, because they're the ones that are going to make it happen. It needs to happen quickly. We do have a small window, but it's closing quickly, so this needs to happen now. And then maybe after the break. I've got some stuff on a new law that's going to affect schools, maybe after the break.
We could go to a break and then we'll pick it up on the other side.
We'll just stay on the phone.
I believe Christine in there is ready to go, so we'll take the break and we will catch you in about 3 minutes.
This is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Burn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Tom Petty there kind of struck home this morning.
I like your boomer music this morning.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, those terrible hippie people.
Yeah, you know, that's what my grandpa used to call me. He says, what are you, some kind of hippie?
It's really funny now because long hair people.
Yeah, I used to have hair down my shoulders.
My wife and I, we're in this Discord now, and we've got a bunch of Zoomers that are coming in now. And the Zoomers are basically now coming up with their own terms and stuff like that. They're still calling us a boomer now. Yeah. Now we're the millennials. It's like, well, okay, boomer, whatever. It's like, okay, Zoomer.
We're just old. Let's just face it. We're old.
Every generation comes up with their thing. And they all think that their thing's different than the thing that is their thing.
Apparently the new thing is going back to the 90s, which I can support that.
No. The new thing is the transgender and stuff. No, that hasn't happened before like that.
I can't do the 90s because that's a big hair thing, man. And, you know, I don't know if I could get that flock of seagull look, you know.
Wasn't 70s the hair thing? I guess the 90s did have a kind of hair
70s thing. Was rock and roll, man. I mean, that was like coming out of the rock and roll, like the Beatles and the Stones and stuff. And then the 70s went into stuff
the
like
Stones
Boston.
Was a hair thing, my guy.
Long hair. There was no rhyme or reason. The big hair bands didn't get up till you started getting to like Van Halen and Poison and those guys. Yeah. So
my new thing is standing up for the future generations before my body doesn't allow me. Right. That's pretty much my thing.
Right.
My body still works right now, I keep it in pristine shape so I can keep standing up.
I feel like the Black Knight in Monty Python's Holy Grail, you know. I'm down to one arm going, come back, you coward!
I believe we still have Rich on the line. You still there, Rich?
I do.
Okay, what you got?
Yeah, big hair bounds, that was the mid-lady.
And the disco
I
ball.
Updates on two pending bills in California. Senate Bill 2, that's the big one about firearms, taking away a lot of rights on firearms possessions. And so they've now amended it again, and they've taken out the exception for concealed weapons holders to have their lawfully possessed concealed weapons, firearms, on any local and state property. They have actually taken that out of the current law. So if this bill passes as now currently amended, that is a huge, huge bite out of firearms possession rights in California. Now, California Rifle Pistol Association and likely some other pro 2A groups are tracking this obviously very closely. So hopefully this latest amendment will be turned around, because
that is a big chunk of rights right there.
I think the thing that's happening here is after the Bruin decision, I think they've realized that the kickback or the pushback is going to be too hard. Nobody's going to submit to it anyway is really what it comes down to. And the question is that are they going to follow those Supreme Court decisions when they – because if Newsom tries to outlaw whatever – we're at a point now where an impasse where people are saying, no, enough's enough. We're not going to – you're not taking any farther. And the Supreme Court, actually reaffirmed that. The question is, are they going to follow those Supreme Court decisions and follow the law as enumerated?
Gee, I wonder if our local Sheriff Johnson remembered during the last February board meeting.
I actually know exactly what you're talking about, Rich. Yep.
You know exactly where I'm going with this, because he said he believes in the Second Amendment, but if you violate state law, I will arrest you and prosecute you.
Well,
yeah.
That's talking out of both sides of your head. I believe in the Second Amendment and the right to carry and keep and bear arms does not be infringed, but if I see you bearing an arm, I'm going to arrest you. Really? So how do you reconcile that in any reasonable, cognizant evaluation of reality?
You can't. But that's why you've got to kick him out of there and get somebody else in that's actually going to do the job.
It just so happened all those guys were funded by CR Forward. I mean, these guys are always bitching.
Yeah.
He's not a Democrat. Come on.
These guys are always bitching about, you got some right-wing Connecticut, billionaire helping fund you guys. Well, what about you guys? So why don't we just why don't we make the whole playing field fair? Why don't we limit the amount that can be spent on any one campaign period for everybody across the board? Why don't we do that so that we're all limited on these funds to the exact same amount, and then the best man would win? But see, that's not what this is about. All this is about is throwing stones at somebody to try to discredit somebody else to get what they want, which is more power.
Well, and the way the system is set up right now, when you start looking you need all these PACs and you need all the rest of these things that keep people from being able to run. So, like, for instance, a congressional seat in the United States in California right now, you need $150,000.
Go up. Come on now.
$150,000 of your own money before they'll even consider you for the money on the PAC.
Yeah, to even have a chance, you're up to like a million something.
Once you get onto the PAC, and then what? You also have limits to how much campaign contributions you can give. So me as a guy, just as a populist figure, I can't get a whole bunch of people to give me more than $2,000.
So what it forces you to do, if you are serious as a candidate, is to try to get your money from wherever you can so you can win, which then compromises your integrity if you're not careful.
Well, so for instance, I was
but I didn't cash the check.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was very interested in running. Very interested
in
running.
Let's go back to Rich.
Rich.
Sorry, Rich.
That's okay. I've said it before. It's your show. I have one last bill that's pending now, a retaliation against the schools. Assembly Bill 1078 was amended again last week or so. So if a school board decides they don't want any of the diversity, equity, inclusion, LGBTQ curriculum in their schools, if the board decides against it, this current amended version will actually penalize them by taking money from their local control funding formula. They will penalize the schools by taking away money if they don't want to do this. And it says even in here, and aside, LGBTQ, DEI stuff aside, for any other curriculum that is to be voted against by that A school board, it says two-thirds of the school board must approve getting rid of certain curriculum. Well, two-thirds, let me see, I know I went through public schools. Two-thirds is 66.6%, right? Well, the vast majority of school boards are made up of five people. So if three out of five vote, that's 60%. So you literally need four-fifths vote of a school board to get rid of any other curriculum. But anyway, so the state continues to retaliate against local control, this time against the school board, and they're going to financially punish them. What do you think about that?
Well, again, it's the whoever holds the purse strings has some control over the people that are their funding, and that needs to stop. I think it needs to stop by keeping the money locally in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible. The school board can literally not adopt any curriculum from the State Department of Education. However, then the money does not follow.
Well,
there's so much other good curriculum online whether it be secular or not.
Well, that's what, but that's where everybody's going, and that's where we went. We just pull our kids out of school, and or the people that are in public schools are going to have to get so involved that they don't implement the curriculum by simply putting enough pressure on to not submit to the program.
And don't submit and watch us parents step forward and put our money forward. That's where we're at.
If the vast majority of our 26 school districts in this county said, no, we're not going to include DEI, LGBTQ stuff, it's highly unlikely that the state would financially punish that the bulk of the school districts at once for the same purpose. That's not very politically palatable, even for the criminals in Sacramento.
Well, we've won those issues on several occasions before, and you don't necessarily understand how much the pushback matters until you actually push back.
Well, and I've got one right here that just kind of shows black mirror on the horizon, because if this is going on in Michigan, California is not that far behind. Normally, California and New York are the ones leading crazy crap, but in this case, I have the bill HB 4474 passed the Democrat-controlled State House 59-50 vote and will now head for the Senate to a vote. The legislation seeks to amend the Ethnic Indemnification Act and the Michigan Penal Code to state a person is guilty of a hate crime if that person maliciously or intentionally does the following to an individual based of whole or in part on the perceived characteristic of that individual, and goes to list intimidating another individual as one of the actions. Legislation used for harassment as the definition of intimidate without defining the word to the rise to the level. Intimidate means willful course of conduct involving repeated or continuing harassment of another individual that would cause reasonable individual to feel terrorized, threatened, or frightened.
Well, now, is that perception of intimidation, or is that actual intimidation?
So here's the thing. Both sexual orientation and gender identity or expression are listed as classes to be protected from mean words. Gender identity or expression means having to be perceived as having birth-related self-identity or expression not associated with this individual's assigned birth. So basically what they're saying on this in all of that legalese is that if you end up saying for a guy or a girl, she over there, because it's based upon your logic and your facts, anyone found guilty of violating this updated law will be guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment, not more than 5 years or a fine by $10,000.
Thanks for calling in, Rich. I think he's off the line there.
Think maybe.
We appreciate everything you're doing out there, Rich. We appreciate your insight, and we think you're going down the right track.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody that will look at the laws and stuff, because a lot of us don't have the time to dissect them and know what's coming down.
Well, just so you know, biological man just won the Miss Netherlands contest, and he's set to compete in the Miss Universe contest.
Wow. Because he can't make it as a man, now he's a woman. I got it.
What happened to that feminism movement?
Yeah.
You guys just got a pooed on.
Yeah, that's what I say. We get hammered all the time, you know?
It's like, wow.
Well, and now they're calling women, biological women, women with bonus holes is what it is. Rather than, you know, the man with a penis, it's just a woman with a bonus hole.
I haven't heard that one, man.
I haven't heard that one.
I don't want to hear
that. I got
that
a term
one.
For him, but I don't think I better say it on the air. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I think if you take the T off of Tahoe, you're talking what I'm talking.
Oh, you know, boy. If they want to be that way, just ship them to the island and let them do their thing.
I don't want
to
ship.
Get away.
I don't want to ship anybody anywhere. Just stay away from me and leave me.
Well, alone. If they're not here and they got their island, then they can have all their fun that they want and leave the kids alone, and it's all good.
Everyone, do your own thing. You want to be a turtle? Be a turtle. I don't talk about what I am or what I do in my house. So you keep it to yourself, and we're all good.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I agree completely with Jordan Peterson's stance on this. I will not be compelled to use language that is antithetical to the truth. I will not do it.
I posted something on Facebook about that, I don't acknowledge your pronouns because I simply don't acknowledge a schizophrenic's invisible friend either.
Do any good. When you end up looking at it, there was a study from Matt Walsh, and Matt Walsh said it very well, that if we are to believe the suicide rates and the issue rates with people who are transgender, we are to believe that they are in more expressed pain than anyone who went through the Holocaust, than anyone who at any point in history, even more so than under Mao and a lot of these other regimes.
Who says this?
Based upon the amount of people that are transgender and suicidal. So it's 500% more the rate of people that died from suicide in the Holocaust. That's a big deal.
I just want to know how the definition of mental illness got changed for certain things from 20 years ago to now. I'm just asking, who made that decision that it used to be a mental illness, now you're okay?
It was just last year Webster's Dictionary changed the definition of a woman.
Just asking.
The world we live in.
To what?
Let me find it. You're going to love this.
Again, leave us women and children alone. Damn it.
Well, but that's what happens is that if you can change the meanings of words. In fact, I'm going to do a little report on this on somebody who's got a dictionary from 1860 or something. And I'm going to go through and I'm going to you know, take the words as they were defined in that era. And compare them with what's the definitions are now, you know. And you can see how they have blurred the definitions to obscure the meaning. So now take inflation, for example. I believe that the definition of inflation as it was originally coined means an increase in the money supply. It has nothing to do with increase in prices. I mean, but they blur it because if you don't say that the increase in the money supply is the cause of the increase in the prices, then you don't understand what's causing it. So you're just looking at the prices going up. So you lose the concept of what is happening here. You don't understand that if people are counterfeiting money and introducing that into the system, that's going to cause the prices and to go up. Then what you're doing is then you're now bifurcating the truth and the facts from reality. And if you do that on a grand scale, then words don't mean anything anymore. It's the concepts are blurred to the point where they are whatever we tell you they are.
Well, and this gets right back to the point. Remember, originally it was transitory inflation. Now, here's from July 19th, 2022. Merriam-Webster's online dictionary has caved to the trans agenda. In order to appease the woke activists, the dictionary publisher has added a second definition of female that defines the term as having a gender identity of the opposite of male.
What does that mean? A penguin is an opposite of a male. I don't even know what that – how can you even do –
well, and
what is the opposite of a male, a female?
There was an entire movie called What is a Woman based around this idea. Can you define it? People can't.
I'll never be able to read Mr. Popper's Penguins again. I don't know. So –
I got another one here from New York that kind of shows the
picture. Okay, go ahead, because we've got about 10 minutes left. I got one more story that I want to get out there about the military, but go ahead.
Fits right in. NYPD exodus continues as cops feel squeezed from every direction. Former New York Police Department Commissioner Chief Shawell stepped down, and a steady stream of New York's finest are beating their way to the exits, according to troubling new data obtained by the Post. Through June 30th, 648 officers quit before retiring this year, a 22% spike from 2021. 530 had left, an 87% rise from 2020. When 347 quit, NYPD's pension data show. This is concerning. Voluntary quits combined with NYPD recruiting problems leaves the 34,000 uniformed officers at least 1,200 short. And
that's because they went to Florida, because now they're being hired is security in the schools for the children, a lot of them.
Hey, I'm going down to Boca Raton. So,
you know.
There's a beach down there. It doesn't suck.
So they're protecting the children in Florida.
A subway system's not necessary there.
Well, their morale has got to be shot, because if you are prevented from actually enforcing the rules and you have no way of controlling a population that's out of control criminally, then you become a target as well. And that's kind of what's happened in all these different cities. You know, the cops are afraid to go out there and enforce the law because they're going to become the target. Because if you've got the DAs that are on the take from George Soros, if that's the truth, or even if they're not on the take from George Soros, they believe in wokeism and everybody's a victim except the cop. Well, then what happens is they don't prosecute anybody, just like in San Francisco right now. Nobody gets prosecuted. You can do anything you want. It used to be that if you took a crap on the sidewalk, you're probably going to jail if someone saw you, because that was kind of infringing on everybody else's rights.
Oh, they do that here in Reading. I mean, you know, come on. They get away with it all the time.
I'm kind of avoiding those areas. I haven't been down there lately.
Well, I'm just saying, Cypress. I saw a guy the other day on Cypress Avenue doing the same thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, this news article hasn't gotten a lot of traction, but as of May 18th, Derek Chauvin, who was the person they accused of murdering George Floyd, is appealing his case. Now, I think that's very important considering what's come to light. 3 times the lethal amount of fentanyl in his system, along with 3 other drugs from eating a speedball.
That has nothing to do with
that. He couldn't have OD'd from an overdose, could he? No. You know, it's like, hey, you know... come on, man. Be real.
Yeah, he was an upstanding citizen. Don't you know that?
Well,
there was nothing going on.
They've lied about everything. They've lied about J6. They've lied about the insurrection. They've lied about freaking
everything. Yeah.
So now you can't tell what the difference is between the truth and the lies half the time. And so you've got to go somewhere besides mainstream media just to figure out even an inkling of what the heck's going on, because you've been getting so gaslighted on everything.
Yep, that absolutely.
You don't even know what ends up. You know, like, here's one. This is from the Liberty Report, okay, American Liberty Report. More than 20,000 military members became sterile after a COVID vaccination. And there's got stats. Now, I don't know if this story is true or not. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But if it's true, I'd be leaning that direction, because if nothing gets reported on the mainstream media that is truthful, well, then you got to go someplace else, and now you have to do some homework to find out if it's true.
But they talked about that when the vaccine first started coming out, about the sterilization of it.
Well, and then you start following the story, and it talks about Ron Johnson this past week, his attorney representing 30 Navy sailors in Florida who are suing the Biden regime over the vaccines a few days ago. And so you can follow the story to the original documents. You can see if there's an inkling of truth, as opposed to depending on, you know, some guy named Brian Stelter or whoever, Don Lemon, who's neither one of them are employed anymore, because I guess if you lie too much, nobody watches you. But that's the problem. And I think what you're seeing is an unwinding of mainstream media at this point. They are becoming irrelevant. They are becoming no longer a part of the discussion. They are not valid as a source to go to for any meaningful news anymore. And so now you got to start figuring out which sources you can go to and depend on. But I think the only thing you can really depend on is yourself, to do a little homework to follow up on some of these things to see if what they're saying is actually true, by going to source documents, by going to the court decisions, by going to, you know, the court filings and that type of thing.
Well, and to that, what you just ended up saying, so this was December 4th from 2020. This is a Snopes fact check. Let's just read through this and see what they say. I know we've covered this before, but for those of you that don't remember it, the story was sourced, and they're labeling it false. The story was sourced from a blog called Health and Money News Reference Statements by Michael Yeadon, which was not the head of Pfizer Research. Yeadon did work for Pfizer, but left the company in 2011, according to his biographical information on Lockdown Specialist, to which Yeadon has contributed. His title at Pfizer was Vice President and Chief Scientist for Allergy and Respiratory. Okay, so wasn't a head, was Vice President for Chief Scientist for Allergy and Respiratory. That seems kind of relevant. Yeadon, a German physician, Wolfgang Wardong, sent a letter to the European Union's Medicines Agency calling an EMA to halt clinical trials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in the European Union. In a letter, Wolfgang Wardong stated that the Pfizer vaccine blocks a protein in the key formation of the placenta in mammals, and they claimed that it's possible that women who receive the vaccine could become infertile. However, they did not state as a fact that the vaccine can cause sterility, as the Health and Money News headline suggests. So mind you, they said it's false, because it's not making them sterile. It just might make them infertile. Wow. Yay.
Isn't that the same thing?
No. Ask them. They'll tell you. No, it's not.
He wasn't
the
head. He was just a vice president. You know, a little lowly guy down there in charge of respiratory and allergy.
It's like asking the question, which will kill you dead, or a shotgun or a rifle, you know? It's like a stupid question.
Yes.
You're freaking dead, dude. It doesn't matter what did it.
And this was 2020, guys. This was 2020. And we're still having this conversation. This is the stuff that was blocked, if you end up mentioning this or talking about this. This is what I was banned permanently from Facebook over, to the point to where I can't go and buy a phone in cash and create a new Facebook account, because I am geo-banned at my location.
Well, to be honest, that's why I stopped trying to stop people from getting vaccine. If you want to get the vaccine, like, you want to go get it. Go get it. Please.
It's a free country.
It's a free country.
Oh, yeah, but what makes it bad in the very beginning, you know, I can see where a lot of the older people went out and got it because they were in fear. And now look what's happening to him.
Well, a lot of it's happening in the younger
and younger too.
Mean,
yeah.
You look at European soccer players, and they've. I mean, I think there's like
there's
like 1,100 have passed out or even died of myocarditis.
It's kind of like there's something going on.
There's a Twitter account that tracks a lot of that called Died Suddenly. I don't know how many of them are actually there. I would say probably at least a quarter of them, though, he ends up posting. But it's like one or two a day.
And some completely irrelevant news here. I've got today is 2 days after the anniversary of the Georgia's Guidestones being blown up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, speaking of changing...
That's how the mainstream reports crap.
Well, and by changing definitions, remember, vaccine definition got changed in the beginning, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you wonder why we have all this issues. That's why they
Now it's
the
considered
definition.
A gene therapy.
It's not a vaccine. It's therapy. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Also
no,
important.
It's a lifesaver. Yeah, we'll call it a lifesaver.
Just don't close your eyes.
Important to remember about the Georgia Guidestones. Do you remember who pledged and vowed they were going to rebuild it?
George Soros.
Head of Pfizer.
Oh, gee, I'm shocked.
Now, remember, on that Georgia Guidestone, it kind of had population control measurements.
No.
It just so happened to be
eugenics?
Charles Schwab's book. So, if I remember correctly...
We got to be careful. We're not the black guys on the pool table where we go, yeah, this is a white supremacist game because the white ball knocked the black ball into the corner pocket to win the game. You know, so you got to be careful because... A lot of this stuff is disinformation, too, to make you sound like you're a nut if you're not careful.
Yeah. It's not, though. Yep. Not when it's their own words. So Schwab's own book, where it talks COVID-19, A Great Reset, is the name of the book. In that book, he talks about how we need to reduce the world's population. And because of the problems in the past of the Japanese, we got to cut it down.
Yep. We're coming to the end, guys.
They want to reduce the population of about 5 billion people.
But PSYOPs, though, we never know when it's PSYOPs.
I don't want to be one of them.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not one of them.
Maybe they should volunteer for the program, you know.
It's funny, these people that say we need less people are never the ones to volunteer for it.
Well, I guess we're at the end of the show.
We want to thank you for coming in, Jesse.
Absolutely.
We appreciate
that.
Thank you
for having me.
Absolutely, and we'll have you back again. Remember, those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. Government is not reason, is not eloquence, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master, and you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
Thank you all for watching. Have a great week, and all gun control is racist.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.